Hello.
Hello. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're listening to voters in your area to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you still in the county of Cameron, correct?
Yes.
Are you, as anyone in your household, employee on the news media or market research firm, or an elected official, or actively involved with political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And thinking about past the November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tend to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of a party?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, on the scale from 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested, and 10 meaning extremely interested, can you please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress from 0 to 10?
I am very interested.
10, extremely? Will that be okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
And I would like to read you the names of several people in group. And for each one, can you please tell me whether you have hurt the person? And if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them? And if you don't recognize the name, just say so, okay? Maybe here's the first one. The state Senator Morgan Lamontier. I think that's how you pronounce that.
Yes, I do know which that is.
What's your opinion? Lamontier, thank you, ma'am.
I will vote for her.
Positive, a strong positive? What positive?
Positive.
Okay. Strong? Oh, somewhat.
Strong.
Thank you.
Positive.
Jane, Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Strong negative, somewhat negative, no opinion, somewhat positive, or strong positive.
Okay. On Mantia?
No, on Greg, the Texas Governor, Greg Abbott. What's your opinion? On this?
Very negative.
The strong negative, okay. And former President Donald Trump. These are your options.
Very negative.
A strong negative. And Republican candidate for the state Senate, Aaron Hinojosa. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay.
Who is he again?
The Republican candidate for the state Senate. Adam is the first name. Now, last name is Hinojosa. I believe that's how you pronounce that. Never heard that?
Uh-huh. No.
Okay. The Republican Party in general. What's your opinion?
Very negative.
The strong negative. And how about Vice President Kamala Harris? What's your opinion? Strong positive? Somewhat positive?
Strong positive.
Okay. And Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Do you have an opinion? Strong negative or strong positive?
Very negative.
Okay. And the Democratic Party in general. What's your opinion?
Very negative.
Very negative.
You don't have anybody at the Attorney General?
As of right now, no. I don't know if they're going to mention
very,
that.
Very negative.
Okay. If the election for President of the United States was held today, if you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? The Democrat Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Republican Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, or others?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the state senator was held today, then you had to make a choice for which of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Cruz, a Republican, Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colin Allred, a Democrat.
Colin Allred.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, for which of the following candidates would you vote in the election for the state senate from this part of Texas? Adam Hinojosa, the Republican, Robin Vargas, the Green Party, Morgan Lamontier.
Lamontia,
Democrat. Would you vote for that?
Yes.
Mr. Lamontia? Okay, thank you. And do you think Morgan Lamontia has done her job as a state senator well enough to the third re-election, or do you think it's time to give someone else a chance to do better? The third re-election or someone else? What's your opinion?
She should be re-elected.
Thank you, ma'am. Now I would like to read you real quick some information from the public records and news reports about the candidates for the state senate. If you have to stop to drink a glass of water, you can just let me know, okay, ma'am? If it gets worse. Okay. Now, for each item, I agree. Can you please tell me if that information makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate? Here's the first statement. Adam Inahosa supports securing our border to protect our families. Is that statement will make you to support Mr. Adam Inahosa much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Everybody wants to work over the border now. So, no?
Much less likely or somewhat less likely to support him?
Less likely.
Thank you. And Adam Inahosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes. Is that statement will make you support him much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less? No difference.
No difference.
Okay. And how about Adam Inahosa has multiple businesses that have been seen, they have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Inahosa and his companies. Will that make you to support him much less, somewhat less, much more, somewhat
much
more?
Less.
Okay. And Morgan La Mancha, I mispronounced that. Mr. Morgan La Mancha supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks. Will that make you to support him much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
And Adam Inahosa supports our state efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. Will that make you to support him much more, somewhat more, much less, somewhat less,
no
difference?
Difference.
And Adam Inahosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our school policies. Same question, same answers, man.
No difference.
No difference. Adam Inahosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates a small business working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi. Will that make you to support him much less, somewhat less, much more, no difference?
No difference.
Morgan La Mancha broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest. Would that make you to support her much less, somewhat less, no difference, much more?
No difference.
And Adam Inahosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C., are not the values of South Texas. And as this year is our change to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. Same question, same actions. No difference, so much less.
No difference.
What's your opinion? No difference, okay. And to prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Inahosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who do not plan to attend college. Same questions, same options, man. Much less, someone less, no difference?
A little more.
Okay. A little more, someone more. And Adam Inahosa had tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Would that make you to support him much less, someone more, much more, no difference?
Someone less.
Okay. And Morgan La Mancha authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars. Would that make you to support him much more, somewhat more, much less?
Much more.
Much more. Okay. And Morgan La Mancha is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations in oil and gas production in Texas. Same question, set auction. Much more, somewhat more, much less?
And,
oh, not there.
It's in the middle?
Yeah, this thing is way too long, bro. That's crazy.